Sunday, February the 7th, actually began after midnight. It was the second round in the war of nerves. Yesterday, in the middle of the afternoon, Lennon had heard of the Viet Cong attack on American barracks and other installations in South Vietnam. He'd called a Security Council meeting and ordered our response. An air attack against barracks of the Viet Cong.
So in the night,
we were waiting to hear word of how the attack had gone. It came at 1 o'clock and 2 o'clock and 3 and again at 5. A ring of the phone, a quick reach for it, and tense, quiet talk. I heard later that Cy Vance and General Wheeler stayed at the Pentagon throughout the night, getting and giving the information. In the morning, Lennon was up early for another meeting of the National Security Council, and I got ready for church, not having the slightest idea whether we would go or not. But he was through, and we did, just a little before 11, on a gray and rainy day, to St. Mark's, George with us. And there we were in for one of Bill Baxter's innovations. The University of Maryland Episcopal Choir did a rejoice mass, rather like a spiritual. It was sung to the accompaniment of piano, guitar, bongo drums, and woodwinds. Unconventional, full of joy, and rather thrilling, really. Led by a very lovely little blonde girl. Later I saw that she helped the pianist up to the altar to take communion because he was a blind boy. We went back to the coffee hour. There was Lyndon's niece, Roxanne, with the exciting news that she was engaged to a Swiss citizen, a lawyer. We asked the MacPhersons to join us for lunch. And then Bess Abel came over, and I chose one of the Norman Norell dresses that she had sent down for me. And then we tried to make up for some of the sleep that we didn't get. The Albert Thomases, Marianne Means, and her date, Emmett Reardon, Jack and Mary Margaret, joined us for an early potluck dinner. Dear Thomas, all thrilled over the prospect of a second grandchild coming this summer. I told her about the movies I had of little Anne, and we fixed the date as early spring of 1940. It was a tense and shadowed day, but we'll probably have to learn to live in the middle of them, for not hours or days, but years, or whatever the tenure is.